News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Three, from fishless fingers to tofurkey, many vegan substitutes are far from healthy. That's according to columnist Sinead Ryan, writing in the Irish Independent this morning. And Sarah Keogh, dietitian at eatwell.ie, joins us. This is a really interesting column about, Sinead saying, like, what the fake duck is going on with these meat substitutes. Is she right? Are they actually very unhealthy?
They vary. And it's one of those things. There's so many different kinds, ranging from things that have kind of minimal processing and good nutrition through to things that are what would be categorized as sort of ultra processed foods that have a huge amount of additives and not fantastic nutrition. So it's such a broad category that you couldn't do a whole sweep and say, yes, they're all unhealthy or yes, they're all healthy, but they do vary. So if people are using them, it's really good to kind of have a good look at ingredient lists and the actual content, particularly for things like protein, which is usually what these products are trying to replace.
Yeah. And I've seen loads of them in the, you know, in the aisles of the supermarket. You sort of, I don't know what you'd refer to them as, fake burgers, fake sausages, fake kind of chicken things. She's saying, well, they're all pretty much ultra processed, which is kind of true. If they're made look like meat, but they're made of soya or other sorts of plant-based things, do they fall into the category of ultra processed, don't they?
So research looking at this sort of across Europe would certainly, they would be classified as ultra processed. However, you know, we get very excited about the term ultra processed. Not all ultra processed foods are automatically bad for you. And it does come down to the degree of processing. But yes, when we do look at a lot of kind of alternatives in terms of, as you said, sort of the sort of chicken alternatives and things like that, there are a lot more products in there. Like you are going to see more things like additives, you know, colouring, binding agents, emulsifiers, those kind of things. With that, not all of them do. And obviously, you know, if someone is following a plant-based diet, you can get things like protein from beans and lentils and things like that without going to the ultra-processed side of foods. But I think, I mean, Safeway did a whole report on this in 2021. And one of the things they highlighted, which is one thing we always see as dietitians, is that 25% of these products don't even count as a source of protein. That we do see people who are using sort of alternative
Say
or a chicken
that again.
Nugget alternative.
So you're using, you're having your fake sausages, your fossages or, you know, the, whatever. They have all these kind of wacky names or chickless nuggets or whatever they're called. Yep. And there's no protein in them at all. What
25% of them.
Just so carbs, is it?
So a lot of it would be carbs. So a lot of plant-based, like a very interesting study done in Spain, they had a really detailed look at this. And one of the things that they were finding is that there was a lot of wheat flour, a lot of things like quinoa in it. Now, some of those will contribute a little bit of protein. But now in 75% of them, they were a source of protein, but for 25%, they weren't. But what was also interesting in the Spanish study is they found that out of 148 products that they analysed, 43 of them had egg in them. One of the issues there, one of the issues there is there is no actual sort of legal definition in terms of vegan for products. So it's something just, again, if, depending on what someone is trying to do, just you're reading your ingredients carefully with that.
So these are clearly sold as vegan acceptable foods, but some 25% no protein, almost a third of them egg, so not vegan at all. So I suppose Sinead's point this morning was that they purport to be a healthy alternative, but perhaps they're not. And I think there may be truth in that from what you're saying as well. But is it the case that if you, a bit like with a non-vegan diet, cooking from scratch is your only man if you want to try and stay on the right side of health? Because then if you have the beans and the pulses and the lentils and everything, you have all the fibre and stuff as well in the little capsules and all that stuff. And this stuff is the equivalent of chicken nuggets, really.
For a lot of it does come under that. But again, you know, individually, they're so varied that some of them would be of a better standard. Like, you know, when we look at them, like, yes, they can be lower in protein, but they're also higher in fiber, you know, so there's that side of it. One issue certainly with sort of plant-based sort of protein alternatives there is just looking at iron bioavailability. They can have good levels of iron, but we know that iron is much more easily absorbed from animal foods than it is from plant foods. So it's one just to watch. And the other key nutrient that we do always watch on vegetarian and vegan diets is vitamin B12, because that really only comes from animal sources. So it's, you know, now a lot of manufacturers are adding vitamin B12 into vegan products. And we do see it added now to things like plant-based milks and things like that, because it is a key nutrient that is missing. So again, if someone is relying entirely on what they see as sort of plant-based meat alternatives, then nutrition isn't going to necessarily be the same as the meat-based. So it's one of those where if you're going sort of fully plant-based, just to be really you know, clear about what you're doing. And I have to say, compared to sort of people doing fully plant-based 20 years ago, those doing it today tend to be much more knowledgeable about it and are aware
okay,
of things
like so lots of the people who are cruising the supermarket aisles will go, not having that. I know it has egg in it. Not having that. There's no protein in it at all. But clearly the other ones are being made and being sold. So I presume some people don't know or perhaps don't realise that these things aren't as good for them perhaps as they think.
Maybe not. And it's, as I said, it's always coming back to having that look at the ingredient list, having that look at the nutrition with it. But I think it's like anything else. As you said, if we think about them in the same way as we look at processed meat products, you know, we don't recommend that they're something you eat all the time. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, if you're cooking from scratch, as you said, always good.
And lastly, the dietitian's take on all of this, Sarah, is a fully plant-based diet, a vegan diet, is it healthier?
It's possibly, it checks and balances with it. What we do see is lower levels of heart disease because the saturated fat levels go down, but we do see issues around bone health, around things like hip fracture and bone density and things like that. In terms of cancer, the jury's a little bit out. It's possible that someone on a fully plant-based diet may have a slightly lower risk of cancers, but what we tend to see is different cancers between people who follow a meat-eating diet and people who are vegetarian or vegan. So, you know, there's checks and balances with it. It wouldn't necessarily be automatically seen as a definitely healthier alternative.
That was an extremely diplomatic answer. And I greatly appreciate it. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us on that this morning. That is Sarah Keogh, their dietitian at eatwell.ie. I've gone right off my tofu burgers, Jonathan.
Have you indulged in kind of the fake meat products?
What haven't I indulged in as well, you know?
But like, have you any comment on them?
I've never had one, but no. I'm very carnivorous.
They're greasy looking. They're greasy. that's kind of
I'm
my
sure
take.
Some of them
on
are
it.
All right, but to be honest, I don't like chicken nuggets that have chicken in them, let alone chicken nuggets that have fake chicken.
See, it's not a single chicken. There are multiple chickens in your nugget. So you know,
that
think about that.
Frightens me. Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.